Hi, and thanks for joining us. In this three-part series, we're focusing on some of the key challenges that traditional banks face as they strive to achieve their own digital transformations. For every bank, success boils down to one thing: optimizing the customer experience. So in this series, we'll be talking to industry experts about an evolving suite of new technologies that hold the key to delivering a seamless, secure, and engaging customer journey. Since every journey begins with that all-important first step, in this podcast, we'll explore digital account opening. New research shows that up to 95% of potential customers who start a new account application online end up abandoning the process before it's completed. Tim Bedard, OneSpan's Director of Product Marketing, is responsible for the company's identity verification, agreement automation, and e-signature solutions. He's here to explain some of the key stumbling blocks that potential customers encounter and strategies for removing those barriers. Tim, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for that great introduction. Happy to be here with you today.
Terrific. Well, with the pressure on banks to acquire new customers, a poor customer experience when trying to open a new account online is a problem that financial institutions need to fix. What are some of the primary roadblocks digital customers hit during the onboarding process?
That's a very good question. In a recent 2019 ITA Group analyst report entitled Account Opening, Run It Like You Own It, poor customer experience is that number one business driver and or inhibitor of acquiring new customers quickly. In that report, they also note that application abandonment rates, as you mentioned earlier, run as high as 95%. So why such high abandonment rates? There's really three key reasons. One, there's a lengthy application process. There's also a branch visit requirement, typically. And then third, there's a suboptimal mobile experience. Those are the three real main roadblocks why digital customers and what they're hitting during that new account opening process today.
So what are the challenges for banks as they try to implement a seamless customer journey?
On the flip side, for banks and FIs, there's really three primary business challenges that they're encountering today. First one is poor customer experience. As I mentioned just a few minutes ago, that poor customer experience is the number one business driver or inhibitor of acquiring new customers quickly. Number two is really around application fraud. The ITA Group identifies application fraud as the second biggest cause of fraud loss behind account takeover. And application fraud happens because of compromised authentication methods, such as knowledge-based authentication or KBA, or because of third-party databases or credit bureau breaches. You combine that with authentication gaps and customer-side exploitations like phishing attacks or spear phishing, it becomes very difficult for banks and FIs to monitor and protect against its own customers itself. And then number three, business challenge is really around operational inefficiencies. And the real challenge there is because the agreement process are largely manual function inside the banks and FIs themselves. So it's about doing the manual identity verification. It's doing the manual document preparation, manual routing and signing, manual storage of the actual agreements, manual audit file management. All of that manual work means it can take days, even sometimes weeks, to complete an actual agreement process itself. So the key takeaway here is that the banks and FIs, you know, they're really fighting for those same customers. So a more positive customer experience in that account opening process is why we need a specialized process and systems to ensure those agreements are fully automated and managed more effectively.
So what are some of the specific steps within the digital journey that need to be addressed?
Another good question. So depending how you define the digital customer journey, there could be 7 to 10 different steps or stages in that specific process. So in the interest of time, I'll focus just on a few of them, probably three key areas in that process to review today. So the first one would be that what I call the verify stage. And this is the stage it's vitally important, you know, to quickly verify a new applicant in that account opening process. If the applicant is remote, in this case, for example, not in front of a bank employee within the bank, then we ask them to verify their identity digitally by scanning, for example, maybe the front and back of their driver's license or a government-issued ID with the camera that's on their mobile device, you know, and then once the applicant's identity document and also their digital identity are authenticated in real time, then we kind of quickly move to that next stage in the process itself. And so that leads us to the next stage, which I think a lot of people don't really, banks and FIs need to spend more time on. It's what I call the decision or account approval stage. And at this point within that digital customer journey, this is when the bank and FI needs to provide a kind of a provisional approval up until specifically when they're going to communicate how many more steps need to be completed in that process. So essentially, are you in step 2 or step 27 of a 47-step process, whatever it may be? In a remote new application scenario, this is achieved simply by just showing, you know, hey, you're in step 7 of step 9, right, on that application process to the new applicant. And by doing that, you kind of keep them engaged so that they don't abandon that process and go and do something else itself. And then third and finally, the third stage is really disclosure and consent stage. I think there's a lot of work that needs to be done here. And in this stage, that's when those banks and FIs can vastly improve that new account opening process by removing that hard requirement of wet signatures and replace them with e-signatures. E-signatures allow a new applicant to clearly review, read, and consent to the terms and conditions of that agreement that they're reviewing. And then once it's signed and executed, the agreement is accepted and now legally enforceable. So if banks can address at least these three areas, the digital customer journey, the new applicants will enjoy a more positive customer experience with their new financial institution. And that experience really can ultimately lead to more customer loyalty and retention over time, which means higher top-line revenue growth for the bank itself.
So what are some of the best practices that banks can follow to reduce application abandonment?
There's probably 100 of them, but I'll another good question, but I'll focus on three. I would say the first one is offline process automation. And what I mean by that is most online and mobile application experiences mirror the branch or call center processes where they've been developed from manual paper-based processes themselves. So by having an account opening experience, you need to redesign that so it's more automated, and you need to focus on balancing the risk and the security while making it easy for applicants to quickly move through the process itself. Number two, you need a mobile-first design, okay? Most digital account opening experiences aren't following that digital-first approach. You know, the account opening process replicates the experience that exists in other channels, like a physical branch, for example. Right. Digital banking executives have a significant opportunity to use the unique features of a mobile phone or device to transform how those consumers or those new applicants can apply through a mobile device. And if they do it correctly, they can vastly increase their new customers and their acquisition. And they could also lower their application abandonment rates at the same time. And the third best practice I think that any bank or FI is in the process of doing or should be doing is really removing that wet signature requirement itself. Now, over the years, banks have really required applicants to provide a wet signature by either coming into the branch or to provide a signature or by mailing it in via a signature card itself. Now, this is very challenging for applicants who want to apply remotely online or through a mobile device. Now, while electronic disclosures and signatures have helped this process, many banks still require an applicant to provide a wet signature in addition to an electronic signature. So banks and FIs need to eliminate this wet signature requirement and replace it with electronic signatures. By doing that, the real key takeaway with these best practices is by making it easier for the actual applicant to move through the application process quickly as possible, the goal is to reduce the number of applicants who abandon that actual process, and by doing it without sacrificing the bank or FI's organizational security of those new agreements themselves.
Got it. Well, how do identity verification and e-signature technologies help improve the online account opening process?
I would say the actual process there is really this four ways that come to mind right now to help improve that online account opening process. Number one, I'll put these in terms of benefits. They increase the conversion rate. So those banks and FIs want to make sure that it's easy for those people to do business with them. And by enabling a new and existing customers to apply for bank and financial institutions, additional products and services from anywhere, anytime, on any device, improves that overall customer experience with that financial institution. Number two, it's about improving the efficiencies. Banks and FIs are always looking for ways to improve their business productivity and efficiency. And by moving to an all-digital process, reduces that time required to manually process those paper-based documents themselves. Number three, I would say lower operational costs. Again, banks are looking to eliminate those manual processing errors by automating and enforcing, you know, those business rules through their workflows, which in turn eliminates the cost of handling documents and correcting errors after the fact. And then I would say four, and something that really gets lost in a lot of the noise, is really the legal enforceability and compliance. Now, banks and FIs are always looking for a way to strengthen their compliance and their legal position. And because those regulatory requirements have gotten stricter over time in many industries, it's really important for banks to be able to capture everything in the case there is an audit or a legal case. They need those detailed audit trails on how and when those transactions actually took place. I guess the final takeaway of having those best practices there is having that digital automation of the identity verification and the e-signature technologies themselves allows banks and FIs, like I mentioned before, going from days to weeks to just minutes to complete that account opening process. And that not only has a big impact on the customer experience, but also has a big impact on other parts of the business as well. Like, for example, your back office operations, legal, compliance, so on and so forth.
Well, ease of use is important, but so is security. Customers need to trust that their banks are going to protect them and their information regardless of the channel they use. How can banks balance managing risk with improving the customer experience?
As we spoke about before, one of the biggest challenges today is that banks and FIs, as they move to a fully digital process, is that need to balance the customer experience with risk and security. Mm-hmm. And again, from my perspective, this isn't about a trade-off between security and customer experience, but it's rather about how you deliver both. Offering experience with the necessary security safeguards while ensuring a frictionless digital experience. Again, it's all about achieving the highest adoption rates possible. You want to ensure you capture a new applicant in a way that's easy and straightforward, but with all the necessary security checks and balances in place so that the underlying transactions are secure and can be trusted, right? The last thing you want is really a solution that's very secure but extremely cumbersome with a lot of friction in it to use. Or on the flip side, you don't want something that's super easy but not secure enough. Really, what you ultimately want is you want to achieve the best of both worlds for both every step in that digital customer journey.
So why is it important that banks work with a single vendor to find a comprehensive solution that you're talking about?
A very good question. You know, banks and FIs need to work with a single vendor for a more comprehensive and modern account opening solution for a number of reasons. In the interest of time, I'll go through three here. Number one, financial services experience. From a single vendor perspective, banks and FIs need to look and work with a proven partner in technology partner with deep financial service experience, you know, someone that's just not fresh off the boat, but around the terms of got decades of experience itself. A vendor who lives and breathes those financial services business challenges and use cases and requirements every single day, that's going to put the bank or financial services organization more at ease and more assured that their financial needs will be fully understood and implemented correctly. Number two, you need a single service level or SLA. Once you find that one vendor, you need to strive for and agree to have a high-level service level agreement. An SLA that's no lower than, say, 99.9 uptime if it's a cloud service.
Okay.
By doing this, banks will be able to lower their application abandonment rates and improve the conversion rates simultaneously because the service will have high uptime all the time. And then number three, with regards to why they need to work with a single vendor, is you want to make sure you have a single API or a single set of APIs to work with. Now, once you've found that vendor that has financial services experience, that single SLA for you, you want to make sure the integration of that digital account opening solution really is easy to do with your banking platform that you have in place, any back office applications, and your current infrastructure. It needs to be simple and straightforward. A single well-defined API or set of APIs allows the bank and that vendor to quickly automate that new onboarding process. So by having those three key things that you look for in a vendor, that will allow the bank to automate and orchestrate that identity verification, that e-signature steps into a single repeatable process. And that process will ultimately lead to a vastly improved customer experience and that digital customer opening experience that we've been talking about.
Terrific. Are there any other attributes that banks should be looking for from a vendor?
Excellent question. Yeah, I think there's a number of things besides the vendor themselves. I think if you're looking for a specific solution, there are a number of things that you should be looking for. And there's probably 3 to 5 that come to mind off the top of my head. The first one being, you want to make sure that you have a solution that's a single, what I would call an orchestration hub. And that's really, that's a specific multi-layered approach for identity verification. And it's one that taps into a variety of different types of checks. It's an optimal way to onboard customers. So when you're looking for an agreement automation solution, it's important that you have access to a wide range of identity checks so you can select the best methods for your particular demographic and use cases. And some of those include mobile ID document capture, verification, facial comparison or selfie, biometric capabilities. But also you want to consider things like links to your bureau, identity databases that perform name and address checks as a couple of examples. Now, by having a single multi-layered orchestration hub, being able to tap into those multiple different KYC methods enables a bank or an FI to optimize their pass rates and trigger a failover mechanism in the event there's a verification failure or perhaps one of the identity provider's services is unavailable at that time. So having that secondary KYC option becomes more important because it reduces the potential abandonment of those new applicants in the process itself. So that's number one. Number two, like I mentioned before, one vendor, one SLA, one API. It's important to have one vendor that has that financial experience in place. So it's good to try to restate that. But from a feature function perspective, number three, I think you need to have a very trusted, what I call white label experience. And what that means is really when you're in banks, they're looking to use an e-signature outside their own firewall with partners and customers. You want to make sure that the transaction is completely white labeled from beginning to end. A vendor that gives you complete control over that look and feel of the application, and this includes the content of all the web and mobile pages, and all the emails and notifications that are sent to their customers, right? This helps maintain trust between the bank and their customers. The last thing you want is a third-party e-signature vendor sending emails to your customers using their brand or their email or domain or whatever it may be. That could potentially look like a phishing scam or phishing attack or even spear phishing to those banking customers who their security savvy, they'll just ignore and they won't trust that bank going forward. So it's something to keep in mind. Number four I probably would mention here is really stronger encryption. And I'm not talking about this from a real detailed, really deep technical perspective. I'm talking about when you're dealing with legally binding documents, you want to make sure that the solution actually secures the document and it can't be tampered with. So in a digital account opening solution that really leverages that digital signature technology, which is essentially an encryption method to tamper seal those documents and visibly invalidate documents if any changes are made. You can think of that as type of a built-in security that really guarantees the integrity of that e-signed document and helps protect the bank and their customer from any sort of fraudulent behavior. And then last but not least, I think number five here and things to look for is you're looking for, a single audit trail. So if you ever participated in an audit process, you know that having a complete audit trail can easily demonstrate compliance to both internal or even external auditors. This can be a huge challenge in the paper world, and that's where the advantage is in a digital process. This can allow you to capture a much greater level of detail than what's available on paper. including information on how and when the actual transaction took place. So a signed document with its standard audit trail gives you reliable information of what you signed, but doesn't really tell you how you signed it, right?
Mm-hmm.
And for that, right, banks and FIs require a single more visual audit trail. And think of that visual audit trail as kind of a visual recording of exactly how the process took place from start to finish. Again, I kind of equate this to kind of a black box recorder that captures and replays all those web pages and documents, as well as every action and how long a signer actually spent on each page of the document. This makes it possible to really completely recreate that whole event years later and after the fact, which in the end can really help streamline that audit process. It could also be used in the event that a customer dispute arises, if the customer ever comes back and says, for example, hey, I never saw that document or I never saw that page, and mm-hmm. hence it's not enforceable itself. The net takeaway here is that a new digital account opening solution has to support these five key attributes in order to lower that abandonment rates, to increase customer acquisition, while providing that more positive, seamless customer experience, an experience that secures and protects every step in that digital customer journey.
Wow, that's great advice, Tim. Thanks so much. Thank you for tuning in. Be sure to listen to podcast 2 and 3 of this series. In the next podcast, we'll be digging deeper into digital identity verification. For more information, go to onespan.com.